Howard, sir, are you there?
Yeah, is this Sean?
Yes, sir. Before we get started, I just want to take a second to say, first of all, thank you so much for your military service to this great country, man. It means a lot to us. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
I appreciate that, Sean.
Let's get started with a little backstory on you. You are one of very few individuals that made it into the Elite SEAL Team 6 back in 95, correct?
Well, actually, I got to SEAL Team 6 in 91. Was shot in the Mogadishu Somalia battle, the infamous Black Hawk Down.
Oh yeah,
I was shot 3 times in that conflict, and then actually medically retired in '95. Sean,
so how did you? I mean, when and how did you decide that this is what you wanted to do? Because this is for anybody is just an unbelievably difficult task. I mean, where were you at? And you said, you know what, I want to become a Navy SEAL.
You know what? It's funny because it didn't even happen that way. I joined the Navy in 1983, just to get money to go to college. I actually did search and rescue for 2 years as an active reservist and was getting ready to get out, go back to school, when I met this neat group of guys just literally 2 to 3 weeks before I was supposed to get out, and found out who they were, what they were, what they were about, and then decided, you know what? The whole time I've been doing this search and rescue, I thought I was the most elite the Navy had to offer. Then I see these guys, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do that. So I actually went to my commanding officer and said, look, Skipper, if you can get me orders to BUDS, basic underwater demolition SEAL school, I'll re-enlist. I mean, this guy liked to went through the roof.
He's oh,
like,
yeah.
Howard, you don't know what you're asking. Do you have any idea what you're... He thought I was crazy, which, we always say in the teams, you don't have to be crazy, but it helps.
Yeah.
But he spent probably the better part of the morning trying to talk me out of it. Go back to school,
wow.
Get your education, get your degree, come back in as a pilot, do something like that. You don't want any part of this. Well, what he didn't realize was this was having the opposite effect on me, because I'm like, man, if it's that hard, I really got to see if I'm up,
wow.
If I'm up for this. Long story short, probably 5-6 weeks later, there I was out in Coronado, California, starting training with BUDS Class 143.
And if you wouldn't have passed, if you wouldn't have made it through BUDS, you still would have been enlisted in the military and not been able to go back to school. I mean, you could have ended up as a cook or something.
See, that's a double-edged sword, Sean. I see a lot of guys that re-enlist to go to BUDS. So I just signed my name to a 4-year contract. So if I don't make it through, by the way, our class started 130 people, and we graduated about 26.
Yeah.
So if I'd have been part of that majority that didn't make it through, I'd have been chipping paint on a ship somewhere, maybe able to get my old search and rescue job back. But like you said, I might have been washing dishes too. And let me say this too, Sean, so nobody gets, think I'm putting the wrong message out there. We talk about washing dishes, chipping paint,
sure.
Everything. Let me be clear, and I want everybody in America to know, any man or woman that puts on a uniform is a hero for serving their country.
Absolutely.
We just all have different jobs, different missions, but God bless everybody who does put on a uniform.
Absolutely.
Just wanted to get that out there.
That's a great message. As far as going through BUDS training, as soon as you graduate and you become a SEAL, that's a SEAL Team 6 is a completely different kind of setup than just being a Navy SEAL. I mean, there's a lot of Navy SEALs out there, but the SEAL Team 6 are the best of the best. Is that true?
All right. Two misconceptions there. When you graduate BUDS, Basic Underwater Demolition SEAL School, you're not a SEAL. You're less than halfway to becoming a SEAL.
Oh, wow.
All you've done is made it through, think about it, Basic Underwater Demolition SEAL training. You go from there, you go to airborne training, to do the Army Airborne course.
Mm-hmm.
Then from there, you go to your SEAL team. And now after a minimum of 6 more months of advanced training, then you become a SEAL. Now, once you're a SEAL there at your team, you're a member of an elite team. Now, let me say this. There's no difference between a SEAL Team 6 SEAL and any other team SEAL.
Okay.
You're a SEAL, is a SEAL, is a SEAL. Here is the difference. The mission is different. SEAL Team 6 has better funding. They've got better logistics. You do a different type of training. You can be called out at a moment's notice, which makes you a Tier 1 unit. So basically, I think, Sean, the big difference in the regular teams and going to SEAL Team 6 is you're willing to commit to giving up even more of your personal time.
It's your whole life revolves around that. Not that anybody else's doesn't, but I mean, you were 100% gun ho about the.
What you live for day in, day out. You train for day in and day out, and you have very little time other than just the training. It cost me my first marriage because I admit in the book finally that I was more married to the team than I was to her.
Sure.
And I don't know what the divorce rate is, but it's extremely high. So the guys who are able to pull it off, God bless them.
Yeah.
They're doing a good job.